This is Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining us on the telephone this morning, just like every Wednesday, Karen Gregory from the Livingston County Humane Society. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How did the Valentine's bake sale go?
Oh, they sold out early. Thank you to everybody who came. They were back in the shelter before noon, and that never happened.
The same thing I found out was happening in McLean County on Saturday morning, so this is a trend. People like baked stuff. Who knew? Let's talk a little bit about the pet of the week. Every week there is a pet singled out for the spotlight, so who is it this week?
This week it is Bobby. She is an eight-year young, short-haired domestic cat. She is basically white with some little hints of gray throughout her. She's a very quiet little girl, would love to live the rest of her years in a home with not a lot of activity. She would be great for a single person or for a senior citizen or for a family that is not really, really super active. She is more of a lap cat than a playful cat. She does play. That's why we call her 8 years young. Some people might think that that's really old for a cat, but it's not. I have a cat here in my home that's 17. We would just love to see her to be able to enjoy a home and for a home to be able to enjoy her. So if you're looking for a special cat, this particular one has a adoption fee of $25. The reason being is she is our Valentine special. We're calling her the one. So anyone who is out there looking or thinking about it, this is a great time of year. It's not the busy time of year for spring yet, and cats are house trained. You don't have to worry about the litter and going outside and everything. You have it inside, and you know, just it's a bit, they're very much indoor creatures. That's what we adopt out, only indoor cats. So the weather can be frightful, but this cat can be delightful.
Okay, so now we know. And Bobby is this cat's name.
Bobby is her name.
That's who you want to go looking for.
Yes. So, yes, she's been at the shelter a long time.
As always, we hope she finds a great home. What's on the calendar for the rest of February?
Oh, heck, we're moving into March. We're February's almost over, but we are out there selling. We had donated to us a genuine emerald ring. We're selling raffles for $5 each for this spring. All the board members have raffle tickets, and the tickets are at some of them, you know, are have businesses. So you can get a $5 raffle ticket for a genuine emerald ring, which is absolutely beautiful. At DeLong's Restaurant or American Family Insurance, the Family Vision, all these places are located in downtown Pontiac. You can also, if you're in Dwight, go to Dwight Vet, or you can purchase them from any of our board members. And the drawing for the St. Patrick's beautiful emerald ring is going to be actually on St. Patrick's Day when we're doing our, I believe this is our second annual St. Patrick's Day party down at DeLong's. And they are donating proceeds from the people who are there to dine that evening back to the shelter between 5 to 8. So we will be down there. The ring, pictures of the ring are down there if anybody would like to see them. And as I explained before, this event, we're doing three events. We're doing the St. Patrick's Day festival. We're doing the bake sale at Valentine's Day and for Easter. These are purchasing some very expensive medicines for heartworm dogs. We have a reason that we're doing so much fundraising. It's not to put money in the bank. We actually are treating some pretty serious heartworm. And we really, really appreciate the public's support on all these things, like selling out at the bake sale. That was phenomenal. I mean, we were able to purchase two more heartworm kits with that money, and that was just fantastic for us. So those are the events that we really got going. We're really focusing on the St. Patrick's Day, and that's a family event. folks up at DeLong's. Bring the kids and eat hamburgers, or bring your date and have a steak and wine. I mean, you can make it whatever you want it to be. But we do want people to know that it is a family party that night up there. And we have a lot of fun. We really do.
And like you say, it's all for a good cause, with part of the proceeds going to the Humane Society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what a day yesterday. Everyone was out at the shelter. Even my grandkids came out and said hi and played with some of the dogs in the arena. We could not believe the response. We had people out looking at the animals. The major part of it was coming out just to play and entertain them. They know the winter's been long, Todd, especially for the dogs. The cats run free, but for the dogs, it's hard. They were in the arena. They were playing in the laundry area. They were getting walked everywhere. It was just delightful. And two of the dogs went home, and two of the cats went home. So
even better.
A win-win all the way around. It was just a fantastic day. And we thank all of you for thinking of us, because while you're busy entertaining those animals, that frees us up to get the office work done that we need to get done, to be able to get these animals adopted out, get over applications, get over medical records, and make arrangements for the things that we need to be doing during the week. And honestly, we didn't get out of there till 5 o'clock yesterday, which was no problem at all. We loved it, every minute of it. So I do want to express my sincere thanks to the families and to the young kids, all of them that came out. And we had a lot of applications filled out. Wonderful, wonderful day.
Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. And wouldn't it be wonderful if all of those applications could be approved? But, you know, I hate to be a downer, but we know it doesn't always work out that way.
No, it doesn't. And in closing, I really would like people to understand, when we have the animals in the shelter, we don't adopt them out the day that we get them in. We get to know the animals. When we bring animals in, we take 7 to 10 days to get to really know what these animals are like, whether it be the cats or the dogs. And when there are, unfortunately, occasions when we have to say to somebody, no, this is not the right environment for the dog. We're not saying to people that, no, you are not a good family for the dog or the cat. What we're saying is, this particular animal is only going to last a short period in your home, and you're going to be bringing it back. We know the animal. Or it's going to be an unhappy animal, and it's not going to be a lifelong relationship. There are certain animals with certain fears. There are certain animals with just the happiest outgoing personalities. We have it with the cats. We have it with the dogs. Some cats like to be lap cats. Some cats like to chase you all over the house. Some dogs like to run with the runners. My grandsons have a border collie. He runs with them. That's his deal. He's a high-energy dog. He would not be a good dog for a senior citizen.
Yes.
We say no, Todd, for a reason, and it's never personal. Never, ever, folks, think it's personal. We want the best match for you, and if you give us the opportunity, we will look until we find that match that's going to make life easier in your home, because you're not going to have to work so hard to try to make something become part of your family. So, you know, keep that in mind, that we are their voice. We have to do in our heart what we feel is right for the animal. And when circumstances come about, it's more difficult, believe me, folks, for us to say no than to say yes. Believe me. We take that to heart, Todd. We really, really do. But we've done you a favor, and more important, we've done the animal a favor, and that's what we're about.
We will take that to heart ourselves and keep that in mind as we go looking for those companions. Karen, as always, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Karen Gregory joins us once a week. She's with the Livingston County Humane Society. You're listening to the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.